USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has invited a group of 10 Senate Republicans to the White House to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan. Senator Rick Scott says the GOP's plan helps those hurting the most from the pandemic, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News that he believes the president's plan is just a payback to his more liberal supporters.
And in the last 12 months, we've spent or committed $4.5 trillion. We have no idea how much that money has not been spent. So let's help with the people who have lost their job. Let's help our small businesses get open. Let's make sure we get this vaccine out. But this radical left agenda that is not worrying about the fact that we have $27 trillion worth of debt. We're not living even close to within our means. I mean, this makes no sense. This is just a payback to the liberal left.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow premium pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow premium pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
It appears a compromise might be in the works on President Biden's COVID relief plan. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
President Biden said Friday that his $1.9 trillion relief package would pass with or without Republican support. Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, told CNN State of the Union,
"We're certainly open to input from anywhere where we can find a constructive idea to make this package as effective as possible. But the president is uncompromising when it comes to the speed that we need to act at."
Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, tells ABC's that this week they will work with Republicans.
"If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises, that's great."
Senator Bill Cassidy on Fox News Sunday says the president's administration did not reach out to the group of Sweet 16.
"But if you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together for a common solution. They did not."
Cassidy is among 10 GOP senators who have released their trimmed-down plan and are calling for bipartisan negotiations.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
More than 7 years after being kidnapped by jihadist group Boko Haram, more girls from the Nigerian town of Chibok are heading home. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Some of the missing Chibok girls who were abducted in Nigeria a few years ago have escaped the African militant group Boko Haram, according to their parents. Officials of the Chibok Parents Association said some of the more than 100 girls still missing after the 2014 mass kidnapping have now fled from their captors. Boko Haram raided a boarding school in Chibok, Nigeria, and abducted nearly 300 schoolgirls. The mass abduction prompted global outrage and widespread social media campaigns condemning the kidnappings and demanding the girls' return. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A 100-year-old British veteran who went viral for raising millions for National Health Service charities is now fighting the coronavirus himself. According to his daughter, Captain Sir Tom Moore was admitted to a hospital after needing assistance breathing. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Moore became known around the world for walking 100 laps of his backyard before his 100th birthday, hoping to raise £1,000 for charity. After his story went viral, nearly £33 million were raised for the NHS. The Army veteran was knighted in July. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.